This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. With the new year approaching, I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Well, I'm trying to hear the song.
Yes, sir.
I have NBA questions.
Here is an NBA. You have become an NBA maven. Let's go here.
Well, you know that I've always studied the game.
Yes, it is. Studied those last 2 minutes.
What
like
did you write Sunday? What percentage of points can be attributed to the officials?
About 25%, probably.
25%. Here's one question. Mm-hmm. Devin Booker was getting away with mayhem last night.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask the question.
Yes, okay. I was confirming that.
When that happens, why doesn't someone on the opposing team also equal that mayhem? If you see the officials, it's highly subjective.
Yes.
Letting him get away with it, why don't you then get away with it?
Now, what do you feel he was getting away with? He did mug.
Mugging.
He did mug somebody under the basket. I think it was Cat who didn't whine. Cat and he played together, by the way. They were both freshmen
at Kentucky.
Yeah. And big buddies, but he did mug him, and then they ran down to the other end of the court, and they called a foul on the Timber. That was when Rudy got called for the tip, touching a guy. But he got the benefit of a pretty good whistle, but he also was great last night. He scored 49 points.
Yeah, we have a great guy, Edwards.
Yes.
Okay. I can't take it. I this fouling is so subjective.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's so arbitrary.
Mm-hmm.
They have too much power.
Yes, but if you called everything, we'd still be sitting there waiting for the game.
They have to do something about this. You can't call everything, and you can't call nothing. So what are you going to tell me? They're doing the best they can?
Yes, that's what I'm going to call you.
All right.
And if I think it's the worst job in America because there's nobody. You can be working at a sweatshop in China and you don't get bitched at as much as an NBA referee does. You know, you could have the worst job in America. You're a 12-year-old in a sweatshop. It's a better job than being an NBA ref. You get paid, but I can't believe how much they put up with because everybody, as they're getting ready to shoot the free throws, there's always somebody over there talking to the ref, telling him how he screwed up, right?
The other thing I was going to say is we had no evidence based on the first three games that Phoenix could beat them. No evidence whatsoever.
Oh, well.
There were three blowouts.
Yeah, in the third quarter, they became blowouts. They physically beat them, but Phoenix made all the shots the first half.
They got
82 points from Durant and Booker.
Okay, what I was going to say then, that there was no reason they should have lost last night, which they did not. They did not lose.
Well, there was a reason, because their two best players got 82 points, that's why.
Okay, but that wasn't
their
enough.
Their two best players.
Wasn't enough.
But they stifled them defensively the first three games. They did not stifle them defensively last night. They let them score well into the hundreds.
Why?
Well, because they played, they made their shots. The big tiebreaker in all basketball, Joe, as you saw in the first half, they made shots, and the Timberwolves didn't.
That's right.
Ant was 2 for 8 in the first half,
mm-hmm.
and then he comes out and starts raining in three-pointers mm-hmm. and went crazy. So that's, you know, it's like everything else. Like the goaltender in hockey. Why didn't we score any goals? The guy kept getting in the way. Yeah. In basketball, we didn't make shots, and then we did make shots. So.
I've never seen a coach get knocked down like that.
We will not see him in front of the bench during the playoffs.
You have. You'll recall years ago, Mike Tice.
I don't recall that.
He was at, the old Giant Stadium, and he got knocked out, but to his credit, he got right back. He blew everything out, the ACL, the MCL, the everything, but he stood on the sideline for the rest of the game and then went and got the crutches.
Do you have some late news that you're telling me we're not going to see him in the playoffs?
He's going to have surgery on the patella.
So put him in a chair.
It's basketball, Joe. You cannot have a guy with crutches standing in a 1 foot wide area.
Yeah, they have to walk around.
Yeah, they have to. They have to.
They got a point.
Yeah, they're not going to take all those people who are paying $2,000 to stand and sit on the sideline and tell them, we all got to move back for this guy. He is supposedly they're going to have to find an area behind the bench where he can stretch out his leg. So you're going to have to take away a couple of seats where he can stretch out his leg because he's going to have this surgery. And the patella, you know, the tendon.
See, if he sat on the bench and stretched out his leg, David would trip over.
Yes, right. That's exactly it. Yes. Yes, this would be a good Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yes. So
what Joe wants to do,
the other guy will be in front of the bench, and then he'll be consulting.
The other guy will do the pointing and the pacing.
Yes.
No,
yes.
What you want to do is, much like what you did with the CP, you just wheeled her up when she was sick so you can make pepper steak.
Get you a nice chair, tell me what to do.
That's
now, tell me this.
I don't think they're going to be able to wheel him out from behind the chairs and even in during the. So maybe the timeout huddles are going to have to be over.
Oh, true.
Over in front of him.
No. They don't play at least for a week.
Saturday would be the earliest. Denver wins Tuesday, they'll play Saturday.
I thought Denver played tonight.
I thought they played Tuesday.
Denver
played
plays tonight.
Tonight. Oh, okay. Then they'll play. Then they won't play till Saturday.
Lakers in Denver, 9 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
Okay. If Denver wins tonight.
They'll play Monday. Saturday.
Saturday at Denver.
Yes. First tour, Denver.
Will he even be able to make that trip?
Oh, yeah. He'll be on the trip. He'll be something. They'll load him up with
pain pills. Isn't the patella your kneecap?
Yes.
That's not a bad one.
That's because it's behind that kneecap, I believe.
David tripping over.
You know, that's what they ended up deciding that was wrong with Buxton, was he had the tendonitis was behind the patella there. And somehow they did some surgery and went in there and I cleaned it up to this point, but
I'm not quite ready to go to the Twins yet. Do you?
No, I didn't want to go to the Twins. Well, I just compared them to Buxton.
Do you believe the Timberwolves could win a championship with this club?
Well, if they beat Denver, yes. But I think they're probably underdogs to Denver. I didn't see the odds. What are they? Maybe probably 160, I'd guess. Denver's probably. Well,
but the winner of that series is going to the finals. Seriously.
Yeah, you know, it should go. I don't think anybody else can beat. I think they'll beat Oklahoma City. But, they're underdogs, but they got a chance. But the trouble with Denver is they got a bear, an actual bear, playing center. Who can
pass? He's a real bear.
It's a trick bear. You know, Jokic is like this monstrous 300-pound man who's a point guard who basically dribbles the ball up the court half the time, and he gets the ball and he waves
then
it around.
Then he rides a unicycle.
Waves it around in one hand and waits for some guy to cut and throw the ball to him. Or then he'll drive, and he drives like a bus, and then he gets 6 feet away, and if he gets cut off, he just stands flat-footed and tosses it in. It's the damnedest kind of basketball. I've never seen a team play this
the
way.
The tip pass he made on a breakaway where Murray throws it over his shoulder. He's got two guys on him. He doesn't see the ball and just goes, whoop.
Did you see this play yesterday?
It's unbelievable.
They're on the fast break, and he's jogging down
the bear?
Logging.
He's logging.
He's logging down there, and they throw him the ball, and he just goes back like that layup. He's
perfect spot.
His instincts for passing the basketball are incredible. It's like he's like a 300-pound point guard.
Well, then what do you do when you have to play a trick bear?
Rudy will have to guard him.
And Rudy ain't no bear.
Rudy will get in foul trouble, and then I don't know what they'll do.
But he's, honestly, in the league, he's one of the best answers to him. He's the best defensive center.
But the trouble is, everybody thought Booker got all the calls. Jokic gets all the calls,
he does,
too.
Yeah.
So
you know who loves him.
And if he doesn't get the call, he's he'll complain as much as Booker.
Mm-hmm. He is beloved by Super 70 Sports.
Who is?
The Joker. Where he'll always post that photo of him at about 13 or 14 years old where he's, plotting.
Yeah.
And it says, would you ever imagine in your lifetime that the best player in the NBA would be this fat kid with the giant T words? He loves the Joker.
Well, I heard Charles last night saying, Charles said, he's the best basketball player in the world, but he's so unique. I really don't know what the Wolves went out there like late in the season and beat them bloody, and then when they had to beat them again a second time to be the number one seed, they got beat by them. So they're definitely underdogs, but man, I don't think they're a cinch. You know what's really happened to them? In addition to Cat playing some of the smartest basketball I've ever seen him play, because he can do idiotic things. He wasn't running through people. He was great last night. But Jaden McDaniels has become a different player.
Oh, yeah, in the playoffs.
He's wonderful.
He's 6'10".
Yep.
Speaking of Charles, we have to play this for the man.
Is this the dirty water?
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
Disappointing on us. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston? That dirty-ass water. We're not even going to send them to Cancun. We're going to send them to Galveston with that dirty-ass water be washing up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all going to send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all ass. Y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
They're taking a little.
Come on. They didn't even try, man. We're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water.
He was making fun of the Pelicans because they quit so bad. We ain't sending your ass to Cancun. We're sending your ass to Galveston with that dirty ass water.
He's funny. He had to quit the San Antonio women.
Because you're talking about the big girls.
But he still got
to rip Texas.
Yeah,
but for 10 years
he did that as a joke, and then they finally told him to stop. He said, every time somebody I got the big girls out there. And he wouldn't shut up. Ernie's trying to get him to shut up. And he says,
I love the guy.
Oh, he is. He's fantastic.
Just a wonderful human being.
Yeah. Last night he was saluting the Timberwolves, but also saying this is a mediocre Suns team because they got no size and no depth, and Denver's a whole different animal.
Did you hear a little speech he gave about Edwards, too, where he said, I love Edwards. He said, you get in front of me, I'm going to kill you. I like that, he said. I like that. Yeah, I like that about him.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
He is a different cat because I think nothing bothers him because he doesn't pay any attention to anything out of his little universe. Mm-hmm. He got into trouble with the gay video, and what was that, 2 years ago?
He's
in the car, and somehow he'd send it out, right?
Yes.
Didn't he send it out, or his people sent
Somebody
it out?
Somebody did, yeah.
Yeah, so... His people issue this articulate apology from him, and then most guys would be like, I got to be careful now. Just goes on with his life. And then the woman sends out the photo of the $100,000 check he gave her to have an abortion, and about a month later he has a baby with another woman. And he just goes about his life. He doesn't get mad at anybody.
Nope.
I thought only Edwards wrote the check. Charles has written a check.
No, he was talking about Edwards. I thought you were talking about Charles. No, Charles is a different guy.
Charles is higher class, meaning when he got married, he was mad his wife stuck around because he couldn't go to the bleep club.
He wanted to go to the strip club.
The strip club.
I was standing there and heard that one. I heard that one, and I was standing there, right? Hey, was that my... Hey, who is it? Phil. Phil from the...
Philadelphia paper.
What was he? He worked for covered it. He was one of that NBA cult guy. Sure. He covered him for 30 years. He says, "Hey Phil, is that my wife I saw out there? Is that my wife? Because you married her like Thursday." Yeah. He says, "Yeah, she's still out there waiting for you." He says, "Damn, she was supposed to leave at halftime. I wanted to go to the bleep bar tonight." We're all sitting around listening to him. That's the great thing about the NBA is that these guys are just, you know, especially when it was a cult and it was, you know, they all knew every writer from every town. And Wicker always tells the story. I mean, the officials, they had about 25 officials, too. They didn't have hundreds of them like they do now. And Wicker always tells the story about Earl Strom. Remember Earl Strom? He refereed every game.
I remember the name.
He was Scott Foster before Scott Foster, but he'd referee all the big games. And Wicker, they were out in Portland. He said he was covering the 76ers, and it was December 23rd, and they had to get out on a plane. That night, the Philly guys, they weren't going to get home for Christmas because December 24th was totally booked. And one of them said Earl was over on the sidelines, and they said, "Hey, Earl, this game can't go to overtime. We got to get this thing." He says, "Don't worry, boys. I'm on the same plane." And he said he called it. Whoever was ahead of 2 minutes, they called 7 fouls on the other team to make sure. That, you know, it was very culty now, but it's still it is still unique. I'll tell you, it's different than every other place because. The complaining to the officials, though, would drive me. I said the other night, when I was in the arena, I said, how could you stand this job? Because everybody's over there bitching on every call afterwards. So,
but outside of the NFL, it's the most popular, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you see it. I mean, it's fun because it's, you know, it's. Well,
what's your theory? Because it's the
my
the,
theory
the,
is because.
The object of play is always in play,
yes,
the ball.
Yeah, the ball. And every
but the
time
puck the puck is always in play.
Yeah, but it's they score. You know, they score 8 times a game if they're lucky. But this every time the ball goes over the timeline, you think something's going to happen. Right?
Then it's the clock. You got 25 seconds.
Yeah, 25 seconds, and you know that something's going to happen that's going to affect the outcome. And the other thing is, I've said this before, when the Timberwolves played their first ever game at the Metrodome, the Chicago Bulls were here. The three-point play had been in existence for 10 years, and the Chicago Bulls took one three-pointer that night, Michael Jordan.
Really?
And the Lakers came 2 months later, and they took 2 three-pointers. Mm-hmm. Now they take 35, you know? So the score can change, boom, 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 you know? I don't necessarily think it's a better game, but it's certainly leads are more precarious than they used to be. Mm-hmm. So now even
how many lead changes were there last night? What,
early, 30? Early there were a lot of them until they finally pulled away a little bit.
Because the Wolves were down what 6 at half?
Five
at half.
Yeah, and then they kind of got a little bit ahead, and then they fell behind again by 1. Right? It was fun, you know. It was fun, but it lasts 2 hours and 35 minutes. There they go again to oversee whether there's 4.2 or 4.4 seconds left. Drives me crazy.
But well, you want to get rid of the tenths.
I want to get rid of the tenths. I want them to hand the ball to the guy and say, "Hey, there's 2 seconds left. You better catch and shoot here, boys." Right. I don't know how much time there's left either. So.
Twins 11, Los Angeles 5, and what was it Saturday night? 16 to 5.
They had 17 hits in 2 games in a row against Ron Washington's bullpen. Oof. Oh, do they have some bad pitchers?
That again, it proves Last week you were saying see you in Fort Myers.
Yeah, see me in Fort
Myers. It's too early to say see you in Fort Myers.
Well, they were hitting 195 as a team as we talked last Monday. Mm-hmm. Now they're hitting 238. When you have 17 hits two games in a row, it's but we're going into a hornet's nest with the Whiteys.
They're hot.
The Whiteys just beat the Rays three in a row.
Yeah.
And so they doubled their victory total last weekend, and they had they gave something away, and Saturday they had like 28,000 people, but I would guess they'll have about 3,000 in there tonight.
A screaming mob of 3,000
tonight, but
White Sox giveaway. Let's see what it was.
I want you to describe. I want you two guys to figure out Pablo for me though. Pablo has got a no-no. For 14 batters.
Mm-hmm.
And four batters later, it's 5-4. What happened?
I can't describe that for you.
14
I can't
batters,
answer that.
And then we have to hook him. And his I wonder if there's something going on.
Here's the thing, though.
His fastball went down.
He was, in fact, because I watched nearly all of the game yesterday. He had the catcher who, as LaTroy pointed out, boy, this kid's having a rough day behind the plate.
Yeah.
But he can hit a little bit. But he had him 0-2, and he got him out in front, and he barely got a hold of it. Otherwise, he's perfect through five, and he hooked it down the left field line. And then all of a sudden, he went from the stretch. I have a theory on that. A guy that's been perfect all day that hasn't thrown out of the stretch at all, for some reason, they get goofy when they've been pitching the whole day. And then in the fifth, they got to go to the stretch. It's just a different arm angle.
Well, I don't know.
Because he just got shelled.
Here's what I want to know, though, is what are you going to have to do to change your right fielder if you're with the Angels? That guy is the fat kid who used to get sent to right field.
But he was a big-time prospect, wasn't he?
I know, but the ball is on the ground, and he looks like it's a hand grenade. It goes through him, you know, and he played. They butchered, and Trout, by the way, he's not moving around either in center field. They played like four balls into doubles and triples.
Trout strikes me as he's a guy that knows this team is terrible and he's trying not to get hurt.
Yeah.
I heard a great line. You see the ball drop on those Angel outfielders, three of them.
Yeah.
Where is the alpha male there?
I heard that too. That's a great point. Yes.
Yeah, well, maybe it was
it was Provis.
Provis.
Provis said
where
that.
Is the alpha male here? Somebody take charge.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it's not going to be Aaron Hicks who was playing center field yesterday.
My God, how many teams has he been on?
This is number five.
Did he go from the Twins to the Yankees?
You know, Yankees let him go last year. And then he went to Baltimore and played pretty good for a couple of months. But he's hitting 140
there. He's not doing well.
He's.
I didn't know this until yesterday. When he was drafted, there were people that wanted him to pitch. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but he was a... But deep in his heart, he wanted to play golf, so he would rather be a golfer. He was like a +2 handicap kid as a high schooler.
Yeah, well, you know why we know that? We might have been the first to ever interview him.
That's right.
At
Twins Fest.
Twins Fest.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
That's sitting in that dump that they brought... They brought Hicks over.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
We're at Twins.
The home of the Minnesota Twins.
Dump.
Yes. Suits look at this dump. That's our greatest advertisement since we told Puke and Snot they were funny.
Yeah. And I look over at St. Peter's going, oh, Christ.
I couldn't help it.
St. Peter probably didn't disagree with you, but just didn't want to say that publicly.
Yeah. Look at this. Look at these people running into this dump.
Oh, gosh. Terrible.
I have your giveaway. The White Sox played the Rays. April 27th was... hockey sweater giveaway.
So they gave away. They took advantage.
They can't wear a sweater to a bad hockey club.
No. But it's the White Sox logo and stuff on
a hockey sweater.
It looks really cool. Huh. If I was a Sox fan, and I know that there's a few of those, I would have gone to that game just to get that sweater. That's pretty cool.
Really?
I know. Well, come good on. For you. Good yeah. for you. Good.
Yeah. Look at that.
I'm not.
That's good. That's good. Now,
here we go.
We did get you the poster that the Star Tribune had.
Thank you. Thank you.
I brought him one.
The poster of Anthony Edwards. Although I wouldn't call it.
Look at that right there.
It's not that much of a poster.
Hey, it's not much of a poster.
Posters to me are postcards. But Reavers, you're probably too young to remember the greatest sports oriented promotion in Twins history. They had the very successful Homer Hanky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then the Vikings were doing well.
What year are we talking?
87 for Homer Hanky.
No, I know that, but the promotion you're talking about.
I think 88, maybe 89. The Viking vest.
I don't recall that.
They had the Viking vest. Oh, it was a full page of paper.
Oh,
it was
yes.
The purple vest.
You cut it out.
You cut out the head.
Yeah.
And then you put this paper vest on.
Really?
Yeah. And the night they were doing it, the day they were doing it, it was raining outside. So if you put on your purple vest.
It was paper mache.
It was paper. You put on your purple vest.
It disintegrated.
You would come in and you'd be all purple. And then. Also, you had to like cut it out and put it over your head. And if you were bigger than a munchkin, you couldn't get it over your head. The Viking victory vest. And then the people would be coming in and they'd walk in and, you know, one out of every 100 had his Viking victory vest on. And then he looked around and saw nobody else was wearing the Viking victory vest. And they crunched it up. And
they weren't hard to get off.
Those were the days when you could make fun of your newspaper. And I wrote a column about the Viking
you
victory.
Did not. I got to
yes,
find
I
this.
Yes, I did. Some 88 or so. There were a lot of shots taken at the Viking victory vest.
The
you
Vikings
could not,
vest.
Today, if we came up with a Viking, if we made fun of the ant poster, that would not go over well. So.
Did you write a repeat? Because this is coming up 5 moments in Viking history that left me bug-eyed. I'm seeing the Vikings vest in 2018. Would it have been an anniversary?
I probably just went back. When was it?
Well, this is dated January 18th, 2018.
Read what it says about the Viking victory.
I'm going to see if I could pull this up. Give me a moment.
I haven't talked to you since the draft.
We did very well.
Did we?
I like the quarterback, and I love the defensive end from
Turner.
I saw about 40 plays of Alabama this year, and he made about 9 tackles. He was a monster.
Is McCarthy going to – is he the guy?
I think so. I think he's, you know, a lot of people like him. You know, the thing about Michigan is he didn't have to throw the ball all over the place. They were on the ball a lot. But, yeah, I think he's, you know – He'll be fine. Didn't come up, huh?
It pulled up a different article from
okay.
you. I'll try to find it, though, before we're done
The Viking victory vest was the greatest.
Don't we have to pause?
Not today.
We're not pausing?
We just need him to do Valley before we're completed today.
Oh, I see.
We don't have to. So how did we decide when we pause?
Because it depends on the number of ads. My God, there's a lot of Viking vests for sale on various websites. I don't want that.
These were the paper mache Star Tribune Viking victory vest. I think that was, that probably had to be another Kerry Robbins promotion because her hankies were so successful that we decided we had to do something for the Vikings.
Who at the paper came up with a hanky?
Terry Robbins, Arnie, our sports editor, his wife, she was the promotions person. She came up with the hanky, yeah.
So you think this was mid-80s,
you said,
Patrick?
Every time I see her, I don't see her much, but I saw her last summer. She was back up here for something, and I told her, you ruined postseason baseball. You know
she
that?
She turned it white.
You know, if second inning, you're sitting there, you're relaxed, it's nothing to nothing. Some guy gets 2 strikes on him, and everybody in the damn stadium has to stand up and wave this rag, you know.
As I pause the search for the Viking vest article, can I give my tirade to Patrick that I had on Garage Logic earlier about the Twins?
Sure. What?
You saw the game yesterday.
Yes.
I have one question for the Minnesota Twins. What the hell is wrong with our summer sausage? Why do we have to go to North Dakota to go get summer sausage?
Very fired up about this.
They should have got a Pecarna sausage.
Or Grunhoffers. Come on here.
Yes, Grunhoffers, too.
What's wrong with our summer sausage?
I don't know. That's right. Just like when we brought in Colorado grass. What was wrong with our grass?
See?
Yep.
That's he right. gets it.
By the way, how long can one of those? I know they last for a while, but how well,
they're
long?
They're gonna.
Is,
if, as long as
this is the dumbest thing I've ever.
Of course
heard.
It is. It's gonna turn rancid.
And Paul Daly said, "I'm not touching that damn thing." You know,
he's if got you're a major
at,
league hitter,
he's got kids at home.
Are you gonna touch the sausage?
No, I'm not.
No,
gonna,
either am I.
You get grease on your hands. The bat goes flying
into the stands. Yeah, somebody, then your hands stink.
Somebody gets killed. They sue you and the sausage
right.
company. What the hell? This is the dumbest. I would not if I had been covering and they told me about the sausage. The editors could have called me and said, "You got to write about the sausage." I said, "No, I'm not writing about the sausage.
Pass.
I'm not writing.
No, I'm
about
not
the
doing
sausage.
The sausage.
Not doing the sausage. No. I'm glad the fishing vest is. I wish the whole deal.
Do you realize now every team has some version of that?
Yes. Oh yeah.
And what is the deal with that?
Okay, if somebody hits one over the fence to win the game, then okay, do something. But this idea, you're behind 14-2, and somebody hits a home run, you're supposed to. You know, you're supposed to
out of class
that.
At that point. You wouldn't do anything.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I'm not big on the sausage.
Does the NBA have a version of the fishing vest?
Not to my knowledge.
No,
they got the
and they have no post series ritual either, where the hockey guys at least shake each other's hands.
Yeah.
In basketball, they just they mill around, mingle, hug each other.
Yeah, they good like. Like the Phoenix, there wasn't much inter-team hugging going on last night, was there?
I don't think so, no.
Booker and, you know, Towns are supposed to be big buddies.
You know what Baltimore has when they hit a home run?
What?
They got the bird bath.
They do? Does some drunk go in the bird bath? What happens there?
They got the guy, he's in left field, and they call that the what do they call that area? The bird something.
But does he go into a bath?
Oh, he's got the jet pack that squirts the water on all the fans, so they're all part of the bird bath, you see.
But they also do something in the dugout.
Yeah, so they the players then, this started last year.
Spray the fans?
No, the guys now all have the bird feeder, you know, like the big tube so you can drink out of the...
Jeez.
I'll tell you what, they're good, boy.
What's wrong with them?
Baltimore's are good.
They are good. That's team's good.
They're so good, they just sent down the number one prospect in baseball.
Yeah, because he didn't have he was batting zero.
Right.
He was rushed.
Yes, he was.
Because the public wanted him. So, Holiday's kid, though. So... Anyway,
bath.
Yes, they're packing them in too. They've had some bad weekday crowds. But
where do you rank that ballpark? We were going to ask you a couple weeks ago.
It changed ballparks forever. So I think it's great.
Yeah,
you know. Now I don't know what they've done to it. They've improved it to some extent.
It's over 30 years old, right? 92, right?
I think 92. Yeah, the White Sox ballpark is the last one built old style. You know, with the kind of the circle and. Then this one came along, and we said,
"White Sox Park
is
too steep. It's too steep."
Yeah, it's just it's. But that's all right.
When are they going to get rid of that dump in Boston?
Right.
What a pathetic place! It's just a rat-infested dump.
And by the way. You're a normal-sized human. You should be there with a fat ass on you sometimes trying
they
to
sit. They got the narrow seats?
Sit in the seats. They got the seats from World War I.
Yeah.
People didn't have food then, you know. They ate potato peels.
People were
malnourished, honey. You're in section 103.
What's for dinner for a family of five? A potato. That's all you got. That's all we got is a potato. We're going to boil a potato for the whole crew of you. Now we got, you know... We got thousands of restaurants, and you know, we got takeout. Now we got somebody to bring us food if we want.
Build a new stadium and bring some part of that dump with you to celebrate
it. That's right. Put the wall in.
Put the green wall up or something.
Yeah,
but get rid of that rat hole.
Because JetBlue in Fort Myers is great. I love that ballpark. Because didn't they build it to basically replicate Fenway?
They're amazing, though. Everybody, all their players are hurt, and they don't have any of their pitchers, and they're winning games.
Yeah.
The magic of Fenway. And I like watching a game in there because the wall and the geometry, but that's because I'm sitting up in a press box. When I went with my kids, we sat in seats up beyond home plate. I had to sit on a quarter of a seat the whole damn time.
That's no good.
No.
In hockey, Boston is up 3-1 over Toronto.
Yes.
And the Leafs are... they're internally feuding
again,
and it's well, not
isn't
a good
Matthews
scene.
Not playing because he's hurt or something.
I think he played. I think he played Saturday. He played Saturday. Boston beats him at home.
Who are we mad at? The coach?
They don't. They're mad at each other. The Leafs are mad at each other for that shooting.
Dissension.
There's dissension.
Oh no!
And I'm a Leafs fan.
Toronto hockey writers will expose that.
Oh, God, yes. So the announcers couldn't help but talk about it.
Okay. It was so bad.
There's dissension, and they play at Boston tonight. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sorry. They're at Boston tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised if Boston wraps it up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Did you see, I forget, there's a big-time, well-known, Patrick might know the name, Boston sports fan that said, we now would like to present Toronto with, you know, they got the guys in the white gloves, like they'd be carrying out the cup, and it was a Toronto Maple Leafs golf bag.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
it was very funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So, in other words, they could have used former Minnesota Pipers coach Gus Young to stand in front of the locker room door and not let people in.
Mm-hmm.
You can't come in here. There's dissension in here.
Yeah.
Connie Hawkins and that crew.
How do you like the Panthers? Up 3-1 over Tampa.
They got a nice club. They get feisty in playoff time, don't they?
Colorado's got a nice club.
Isn't it great to see all these vibrant hockey markets? Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Florida.
Vegas.
About ready to go to the Vegas. Yeah, Vegas. I keep putting in there those long-suffering Vegas fans finally won a cup last year. And you can tell very few people get when they start reading, they don't get very far, you know, in the modern time because, you know, when you bury that cheap shot in seventh or eighth paragraph, you should get people agitated. But they
you got to put it higher.
I think you almost have to lead.
Almost the lead.
I think. You got to put it in the first.
Well, you bury too many leads.
I do. Yeah. But
it's my specialty.
Yeah, it's
my specialty.
I ain't changing now. I'm 100. So. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? 100 ain't what it used to be.
No, it ain't. Nor is a billion.
Yeah. Oh, email. This, I think, was from Mike. I forgot to bring this up before you guys moved on from baseball. He wanted to know about the Clevelands. He refuses, like me, to call them the Guardians. Patrick, how are they doing it? Who he play for? I don't know any of these guys. The Clevelands. They're 19-9.
They put the ball in play, and they're pitching good, even though Bieber, their best pitcher.
Aren't two of their guys hurt?
Out for the season.
Because the other guy got hurt here, right? Well, I thought there was another guy that got hurt.
Chucker, I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't know how they're doing, but they won't maintain it. But yesterday, before Detroit lost to Kansas City lost to Detroit, if the playoffs had started today, the AL Central would have three of the six teams in the American League playoffs. We wouldn't be
one of them. And we would not be one of them.
No, but Cleveland, Kansas City, and Detroit. I told you Kansas City was going to be
They got a good pitching staff.
They got Bobby Witt. Bobby Witt, MVP candidate.
Yep.
He's great. But they were 56-106 last year, so it's easy to estimate that they're a little thin.
I like when the Royals are good, though, because that's a hell of a baseball town. I like when the Royals are good.
So somehow I got to feel like the Chiefs kind of got an advantage on them popularity-wise.
They might.
How about the taxpayers of that county?
Saying no thank you.
To a new Kansas City Chiefs?
To a new Arrowhead Stadium, yeah.
But it wasn't a new tax. It was to extend the existing tax.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It wasn't a brand new tax. Can we just continue this and they would have had a brand new arena?
Got beat overwhelmingly, too.
Yep,
right?
wasn't even close.
Kansas, the other side of the border,
really
is trying to say, come on over here, we'll build you a stadium.
We're moving to Leavenworth.
Yeah, we're moving right across the river.
Wow. Isn't that West Kansas City or something? What's it called?
Yeah, but
it's right there, North Kansas.
Way back when. I was there for the St. Cloud Times when the Huskies were playing in the NAIA tournament. The St. Cloud Times reached into its vault and flew me down to Kansas City. I was 20, by the way, at that time. But after they lost, I believe they might have lost on a Friday, so I didn't have to write much for Saturday. But the two team stars, Tom Diddy and Terry Porter, and I got in a cab and went to the North Kansas City where the bars didn't close till 4 in the
morning.
There
we go.
I got the inside scoop from the boys and then went back and cranked out the story with at about a 0.23 alcohol rate. So, but we didn't drive it. We took a cab.
Nice.
Those guys always got good pub from me because I drank with them.
You know, I know your pitcher. I gave up about 15 runs. What? Yeah.
If they asked for an ID, I'd say, because I think they were both a year older than me.
Okay.
I wasn't mistaken. So.
That's enough.
Well, you know, I was just going to say, if Joe covered the new, if Kansas City does move, he'd cross the river twice to go to that game, wouldn't you, Such?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's not listening anymore. Okay. I need to hear about the Valley Group of GM dealers.
The Valley Group of GM dealers have the fully stocked new cars right now. It wasn't that way a couple years ago when we were going through the pandemic and we had, we had the chip problem.
Yes.
We had all these problems. We don't have any of those problems anymore. Every one of the GMC vehicles that are extremely popular are now available at Jim Paul and Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers. The Yukons. You want a Yukon to put an entire hockey team in the vehicle? You can get one of those. I got the EV Hummer, for goodness sakes. I see Such in one of those eventually. And also the big heavy-duty trucks, all of those. Interest rates, 0.9%, 1.9%. Factory rebates, they're priced to move, and the interest rates are fantastic. Apple Valley, my guys out there, the last 10, 12 years, I bought all my vehicles there. Reavers has done business with them. And also in Hastings, fully stocked with new vehicles and used vehicles. Take a look. Good time to buy a car because the interest rates are great.